appreciation for the engagement of Delegation of Panama with the UPR during these troubling times. In particular, Afghanistan welcomes the establishment of a national preventive mechanism and the entry into force of a decree that allows for asylum on humanitarian grounds. Afghanistan as well commends Panama for its development of the National Strategic Plan and State Vision Panama 2030. Madam President, while we acknowledge the above achievements, we remain concerned about the slow progress in education coverage and the high percentage of asylum claims declared inadmissible. In the spirit of constructive engagement, we wish to make the following recommendations. One, strengthen efforts to increase coverage and quality of educational services at all levels, including through strengthening a non-discrimination framework. Two, ensure that access to the territory of Panama and asylum procedures conform to the international standards, prevent cases of refoulement, and strengthen the asylum capacity and legal assistance to asylum seekers. Finally, Afghanistan encouraged Panama to continue to promote and protect human rights in the context of COVID-19 and wishes Panama every success in the UPR review process. I thank you, Madam President.